I'll give it five more minutes to allow other colleagues who may be a bit late to join. So, thank you. So, good morning, everyone, and thank you for making it at this early hour. And I hope you had enjoyed the music night yesterday. I don't think everyone survived the music night, I can tell. So this is GAC session 32, scheduled at 8:30 on Thursday, May 15th. And it's on I Can Learn and onboarding program. So I'll hand over to Betsy. Julia, okay, over to you, Julia, sorry.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So this project of on I Can Learn was comes from the Underserved Regions Working Group specifically. They have been working on creating an induction pack for GAC newcomers, and one of the tasks of this project was to create information that could be published on the platform I Can Learn. So with this, I will give the floor to Betsy so she can show us the tool, and we can then talk about it and maybe have questions.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Manal. Good morning. My name is Betsy Andrews, and I work in the Public Responsibility Department at ICANN. One of the tools that we have to enhance capacity development for ICANN community members is ICANN Learn, an online learning platform. And I'm going to show you an overview of the platform and what this onboarding course looks like so you can be a little more familiar with the tool and envision how you might be using it. We'll go over creating an account, enrolling in courses, the onboarding course that has been drafted. I'll show you how to change the language on the platform if you would like to, and how to access certificates and transcripts. And then if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. So the URL is learn.icann.org, or if you go to the icann.org webpage at the very bottom, there's a link for ICANN Learn. This is what the login screen looks like. You can also sign up for an account here. If you have any difficulties at all, it will pop up with a Get Help button, and you'll end up contacting my team, and we're happy to help you straighten things out. So once you've signed up or enrolled, then you will come to the dashboard page. And this is what it looks like on your browser. It also works very well on your phone. So you'll have lots of options here for how to see different courses and access the records. When you are looking for a new course, you'll click on this catalog tile that you see on the left-hand side of the middle row. And that will show you where all the categories and all of the courses are. And you can select which ones you would like to learn from. This is what the list of courses currently looks like. It's expanding all the time. You'll see the icons on the left-hand side that indicate what category the courses are in. So, for example, the onboarding courses are in the newcomer category. And in a lot of cases, this is the category where you're going to want to start to learn more about ICANN. When you want to enroll in a course, you can click the green enroll button. And once you've enrolled, it turns into a purple launch button. So when you launch a course, let's go on to the next slide. This is what the course launch page looks like. So you'll notice that the tags in the middle, that's so that if you're searching for a course, you can find them based on those tags. Those are currently in English, but everything else is translatable. When you start a course, when you launch it, it'll go into a screen like this, and this also works on tablets and phones. So you'll have instructions for the course, and then you'll have the actual course elements. What you see on the screen now is the draft of the onboarding course that was developed based on materials from the GAC website. And this is to give you an idea of what ICANN Learn courses can look like and how you might use them in the GAC to increase capacity. As you progress through the course, you'll see at the beginning we have course objectives. This is what we intend for the course to do, and it helps when you're starting a course to know where you're going. The course objectives will really help you with that direction. And then the learning outcomes are what we intend for the learner to be able to do as a result of taking the course. So if you are on a committee or if you're starting to work on trying to develop a course, the important thing to remember is what do we want the learner to get out of this course? And that will be captured in the learning objectives, learning outcomes, excuse me. So this is just another example of a page in this course where we're introducing the leadership, and you would scroll down through the lessons, and there are interactive elements as well. So for example, you see on the screen now we have different blocks that you can click on to expand. So it's interactive. It keeps people a little bit more engaged than just accessing static information. This is an example of what an assessment looks like. So, for example, a quiz question. And quiz questions are really important when it comes to online learning, not just because it allows us to sort of track the information that people are gleaning from the course, but they're also important as a learner because when you're taking a course and you have an assessment question, you're able to evaluate whether you're learning the key points. So in this case, we're asking which of the following is an example of a GAC observer rather than a member? Is it UNESCO, Japan, or France? Anybody? There you go, UNESCO, yeah. Okay, so the benefits of online learning are to encourage participation in the process. If we can increase our capacity to participate ahead of an event, then we can get more out of the sessions where we're in person. Another advantage is self-paced learning. So sometimes it can be pretty full-on at an ICANN meeting because you're learning a lot, often in a language that is not the one you use every day. And we can be distracted by our emails and by networking with our colleagues. So one of the advantages of your using ICANN Learn for GAC capacity development is that it can be self-paced learning that people can do on their own at their own pace. You can use it to explain GAC's role in ICANN's multi-stakeholder model, to introduce current members and useful resources. There's a discussion area that you can utilize that can be helpful. We can use the platform to assess members' understandings. So that gives us some data to help sort of direct some of the capacity development initiatives that you might be developing within the GAC. And also you can use online learning to ensure that all members have the same basic knowledge of the GAC so that everybody's starting on the same page, and that can be a terrific advantage. So this is an example of how it looks on a phone. This is from the fellowship course. So we have an interview with Tracy Hackshaw that comes up. And you can see on the left, it's just resized for phones. It's also the file sizes are changed to make it easier to use on lower bandwidths. So that's just an example of what your course can look like, vertically or horizontally. So on that dashboard page, you'll see it behind this big yellow sign that says language. That's the same dashboard page I showed you before, and it will appear on the phone or a tablet or on a computer. At the very bottom of the page, there is a globe and the word language. If you click on that globe, it will give you a drop-down list of 29 different languages from which you can choose whichever you want your database to be. So there are two different elements of language accessibility. One is the language in which we are producing the course, so the language that the content is in. And in most cases, ICANN is going to provide that in the six UN languages. The other element is the interface itself. So if you're more comfortable having the interface in a different language, you can select that for yourself. This is an example of what a course in French looks like. It's our at-large capacity building webinars archive. So you'll see that it looks exactly the same. The Russian ones take up more room, as we know, and the Arabic ones read in the other direction, but it is all on the same platform. And everything is in the same catalog. So if you used ICANN Learn before, you might have noticed that you had to log in different places to access different language materials. But now on ICANN Learn, everything's in the same place. So there's a discussion area on each course launch page. If you want to do that on the GAC capacity development course page, you're welcome to do that. And these comments can be tracked, and we can connect people with the answers to their questions. Here's an example of the course resource folder. So when you develop a course, you can put handouts in a resource folder and they can be accessible to everyone who is taking the course. This makes it easier if there are materials that change fairly frequently to just update those materials and put them in an easy to access place. Another thing that people love to see on the online learning platform are certificates to award you for the progress that you've made. This is what a certificate looks like. Megan Healy is on our ICANN Learn team, so this is her certificate for completing the registrar training course. The certificate, once you have earned it, can be accessed on that course launch page and can also be accessed via your transcript within the system. So this is just a high-level overview of what ICANN Learn looks like and how you might want to use it within the GAC. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them or defer to Julia.
Thanks very much, Betsy. I just wanted to reinforce the fact that all the information on ICANN Learn right now that we've worked on comes from the website. So very happy for GAC members. Once we launch it, that is something we have to discuss, but once it's launched, if you have any questions, comments about it, we're very happy to make any changes. But yes, we didn't invent the information on the platform, just so you know. Maybe questions, comments?
Good morning, everyone. This is Israel Rosas from Mexico. I just want to note that this platform is very useful for us also in the fellowship program. We are using it all the time. I speak in also as a coach of the fellowship program. So it's a very, very good platform with excellent resources. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you for your feedback. Gracias.
Hello. Yes, Kevin Shockey from Puerto Rico. This is my first conference. I'm especially attuned to everything you're saying. Is the platform, could you expand a little bit? Because I haven't had the time to visit it. What are the topics? And if I wanted to get involved, what are the topics that I would be asked to do? Or is there some free range? Thank you for everything.
When you say involved, do you mean courses to take, or are you volunteering to help create materials?
Both.
Okay. So on the platform right now, we have a lot of newcomer and introductory materials, pilot materials. We also are rolling out some technical courses. So we'll have a cybersecurity course, basic DNS fundamentals, DNS abuse. That's our next big rollout. After that, we'll be working on some policy initiatives. So there'll be an overview of the PDP process, and there will also be deep dives into each of the ongoing PDPs. There's going to be a reviews course, an empowered community course. This is sort of the direction that we're moving in. If you have ideas for courses to which you'd like to contribute, please, please contact us. And you can email me directly if you'd like, or ICANNLearn@ICANN.org.
Canada, please. Okay.
Thanks. Hi, my name is Taylor Bentley with the Government of Canada, and I'd just like to say it wasn't through this platform exactly. I guess it was the ICANN Academy before, but I found even 5 years into this immense value from a lot of the different programs, and I would just recommend to my fellow GAC members that once you finish the GAC onboarding platform course, I would complete the registrar one, the GNSO one, the IPC one, because it really kind of gives you that that exposure to, you know, where different parts of the community are coming at this from, how they're approaching the same issues we are, and you know, the building on top of specific issues, as you mentioned, is very, very positive, and I look forward to exploring it more further. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Right now, the information we have is very, let's say, basic. What is the GAC, the GAC leadership? For specific topics, we would really welcome from GAC members to tell us this, and you should put this on the platform, or this, or this. We've been working with the Underserved Regions Working Group and especially Rapid Sun from Cambodia, who's been really helping us on that. But if you have any suggestions, we do welcome very much.
Just Manel speaking here. Just for the record, the previous speaker was Julia. So, yes, Poa, please.
Poor Hunter. Thank you very much, Betsy. And Julia, thank you for the presentation. It's really excellent. From our perspective, from the underserved regions, this is actually a great platform where we can point people to, rather than having to do this face-to-face workshops all the time. I have a question. When you complete a course, are you able to go back to it another time for a refresher? Thank you.
Yes, you can take the courses an unlimited number of times. The only restriction there is if you take it again and you do the assessment again, the current assessment, so answering the quiz questions an additional time, will replace the first one. So in a case where we want to preserve quiz scores, we usually just lock the assessments on the second time round. So you can still access the information, but can't necessarily retake the quizzes. Does that? Thanks.
Nigel.
Good morning. Nigel Casimir, CTU. I haven't gone on the platform myself, but I think I will do so now to familiarize myself with what's there, especially in terms of the GAC onboarding. And I heard, Julia mentioned that you were looking for people to help to keep the content current. So, I can think, put myself in the place of a new member of the GAC. One of the things you would want to know is what's current. You know, what are some of the topics that might be live right now that maybe I need to research before I get here. So that's one aspect that I can think of that might be useful for a newcomer coming on. But that would need some input from the GAC, I guess, to keep it current. So. I won't say I'm volunteering right now, but I'll take a look at the platform and see if there's anything that I can offer. Thanks.
I think this, what Betsy created, what her team created, we might as well share it first with the Underserved Regions Working Group and then with the wider GAC before we launch it, just for everybody to review it. And thank you very much for the topic.
Yes, Senegal, please. Sharif, go ahead.
Thank you, Manal. Good morning, everybody. I would like to speak France. Merci.
Thank you very much for this platform. It will be really useful for all GAC members. I have a question. Taking into account that this is not 100% anonymous. Do you think that perhaps there may be some influence on some people because it is not fully anonymous? Do you think that the validation may be anonymous? So as to encourage everyone to take these courses, and I repeat, perhaps the assessment may be anonymous, as a matter of fact.
Betsy, please go ahead.
Thank you for the question, Sharif. There's always a balance between collecting data in order to help you make decisions about programming going forward and anonymity. We are aware of the fact that some people would be much more comfortable accessing the information in a way where they don't have to log in. But we decided to create the platform in such a way that you do log in so that we can track what people are doing, what they're learning from, what they're gaining from. So having said that, it is a choice when you're talking about onboarding. And if there are people who want to access it in a way that is not on the platform, we can make it available to them. That's not a perfect solution by any means, but we're trying to balance needing the data to evaluate whether this is a worthwhile platform to dedicate resources to, whether members are getting what they need to get out of it, with issues of anonymity. But I will say that this platform is a part of the overall ICANN initiatives in terms of online data. So it is subject to GDPR and other relevant issues. And it will also ultimately be included in the ICANN single sign-on program where you've signed into the ICANN website and everything is connected. So ICANN Learn has been built in such a way that it will sync into that as well.
Thank you, Betsy. Any more questions? So if not, yes, please go ahead. This is Puerto Rico, right?
Yes, Kevin again from Puerto Rico. So to the gentleman's point about anonymity and the onboarding process, right before your presentation, I tried to get into the course, and I didn't choose a complicated enough password. And so my point is, what are we protecting ourselves from? I don't believe it should be anonymous because I believe that allows for behavior that's counterproductive to what you're trying to do. But so basically that, what are you trying, someone's going to log in and take courses from me? Someone's going to pretend that I'm better than them? I don't get what you're protecting us from.
In most cases, we're collecting general data in order to help us be more effective with outreach programs. But in some cases, ICANN Learn is used for certification purposes. So, for example, with the registrar training, that's a part of our process of certifying registrars. So in that case, it's very important to ensure that the username, which is the email, is the person logging in and that it's not easy to share those things.
Thank you, Betsy. Any other questions? So if not, I know you need to be excused. So thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for the timely presentation. Thank you. So this concludes our first session. Please remain seated. We will proceed directly. Maybe we can take 5 minutes. We're 5